approved.
Okay, so well, part of the reason that I was actually 10 minutes late coming here was because I was actually doing some yoga at home and I needed to have a shower afterwards, so I was kind of panicking. I was like, oh God, I need to run into the shower. But then I was, at the same time, I was trying to do some like music practice because I'm a part-time student in DIT to do for operatic singing. So I was kind of looking over some of my music and I was like, oh, I haven't practiced in ages. You know, I've had a bit of a cold. So I was, so I wanted to just get a little bit of practice in before going into the shower. Before I knew it, it was like 12:45. I was like, oh, Jesus. So running into the shower and then just cycling down as fast as I could. The thing is that like I've kind of been, with yoga, I've been kind of a little bit lazy with it recently. Like I've kind of been getting quite tight in my hamstrings and my calves and all that. They're particularly bad ever since I started training martial arts, like my like hips in particular, but also my hamstrings get really, really tight. And it's especially important in something like jiu-jitsu, which is kind of all ground grappling and all that kind of stuff. Like one of my like best weapons has been my flexibility. If I can't beat somebody with technique, I'm just good at being bendy enough for nothing to work. So that's kind of what I tend to rely on. But yoga is actually perfect for it because it's a really nice kind of easy way of getting to know how your body moves and all that kind of stuff, and you can kind of, and as well as improving your flexibility, you're also kind of more used to like, oh yeah, so that's how my hip moves in this situation, and that's kind of how I can hold this, all right. And you kind of become a bit more familiar with it. But at the same time, I mean, yoga is also just really, I'm actually finding it really fun to do, just almost as a mindfulness exercise in a way, because it kind of forces you to just be present in the moment for a time being, instead of kind of like letting yourself be occupied with all sorts of other stuff and just kind of having your mind on other stuff and going on autopilot while you're trying to do a particular task. Do you mind if I kind of like turn around and do all this kind of business over here?
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool. But the great thing about yoga actually is that it's a really cool, at times it can be the kind of like lesson in mental health as well, which is really, really cool. Like for example, like something like crow pose, which is that one where you kind of get down and do this kind of thing where you're balancing on your hands. And every time I saw crow pose, I always went, I should be able to do that. I'll just try to do it instead of like learning from like the base step and working up. I was always like, no, I could just do it. It's fine. And like I never learned how to do it because I was always just like, no, it's grand. If I just jump into the position enough, then it'll work. But it's really cool how yoga kind of teaches you like, no, like today in particular, I'm not as flexible. So I'm going to kind of take my time and be a bit more like, or take it a bit more slow and all that kind of thing. So that's one of the things I like about yoga, as well as the fact that it like it helps with the martial arts and all that kind of thing. Oh, and I mean, speaking of martial arts, actually, since you were saying like just talk about something you did last night. Last night I was actually promoted in my belt in jiu-jitsu last night, which was really cool. I'm now in a blue belt, which basically is less. It means that when I tell people like, oh, I've been practicing jiu-jitsu for a few years, I don't have to then tell them that I am the beginner level of belt. So I can kind of say, look, I actually did something. I've actually achieved something. So that was really cool. I was the last one to get promoted in the night, so like there were three other people, so I was just sitting there kind of like, oh god, it's there's going to be another situation where I watch everybody else get promoted. But it was it was really, really good. I competed in a Brazilian jiu-jitsu competition in the weekend previous, which I think is where I got my cold, by the way. Those are actually really, really fun because that one was what's called no-gi jiu-jitsu, which is different because usually in jiu-jitsu, you know, you wear the full like martial arts kimono and things like that. You've got the whole get-up. In no-gi jiu-jitsu, it's literally just like sports clothes, just tight-fitting sports clothes. And you go in and just, it's a lot more wrestling style in a way. But it's really, really fun because it can be a little bit more scrambly because you can't hold on to the clothes in no-gi jiu-jitsu where you can in gi. So in no-gi jiu-jitsu, like there's a lot more situations where you're both like sweaty, so you both like slip through something and you kind of have to like scramble and get back onto it. So, and there's a bit more wrestling, which is really, really fun. The only thing is that sometimes you can get these guys who are just like total like wrestling types just sit there and they're just like, rather like these stocky guys that just kind of like go here and like instead of like trying to do anything, they'll just like sit on you for a while and you're just like, okay, well, you're clearly heavier than me. There's not like, I just kind of have to wait for you to do something and then I can go. So that's one of the small things about that. With gi jiu-jitsu, it's a bit easier to be the little guy and kind of being able to do, to be a bit more creative. As well as that, what else? I've taken a break from kickboxing, which I was training a lot last year, because all year I was basically waiting for a fight, and my coach was constantly saying "Oh, are you ready for a fight this weekend? You better be. You can do it. You're on weight. Just make sure you're." I was like, "Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. I'm ready to go." And then he was just like, "Great. Next week, maybe." What? So I would go next week, and I'm like, "Okay, I'm ready to fight. I'm on weight. I'm ready to go." And he was just like, "Yeah, soon. I'll get you a fight soon." And then he just like walk off. And I'm like, "Oh God." So I spent the entire year basically like at peak intensity in kickboxing, and so this year I was just like, you know what? I'm just gonna not do that because that was hell. So I'll probably get back to it at some stage, but I'm more focusing on the grappling at the moment, which seems to have paid off, you know, with the promotion and everything. So that's good stuff. As well as that, what else? In drama circles anyway, I'm involved in this debut show. Do you know what the debut shows are? They're the kind of when the drama student, like the fourth year drama students, some of them get into what's called advanced directing. And that's basically, they get the opportunity at the start of the year to do a professional show in the Samuel Beckett Theater, which, you know, that actually counts as like a professional thing. So this year I managed to get myself a part in one of the shows, which is really awesome, because like then I can actually count it as a professional credit instead of just going like, I've done loads of shows in a tiny theater in Players where you can usually hear people drilling upstairs in the middle of a show. That actually happened in when I put my play on. During one of the shows, people started like drilling and sawing stuff upstairs in the middle of the show. Like I had to go upstairs. I was ready to rip somebody's head off. Luckily they were polite and they stopped. I didn't have to take on my blue belt experience on. the show and the Samuel Beckett should be really, really exciting. I had my first rehearsal yesterday and it seems really, really nice, really, really specific and kind of taking it easy, so to speak, or really taking it piece by piece. Like we just kind of went over one scene for like a couple of hours and it was just going really, really in detail, which is awesome. I love that shit. I've had so many shows. I had a show last year which was up on Molesworth Street, which is a lovely venue to perform in. But what are they called again? The Stonecutters is the Simpsons version, but Freemasons. You know, they're this kind of like weird, kind of like supernatural society that do all their kind of like they've got all this weird ritualism. There's like secret handshakes for like the different levels that you get to. It's basically just a social club for old men. Because they have nothing else to do. But like we performed in there and the main hall is beautiful, so it was so cool to do a play in there. But I was playing Henry VIII and the director basically told me when we were doing rehearsals, he would go like, "Okay, I want you to be explosive." And I was like, okay, so I'll shout a bit, and he's like, yeah, I want you to be explosive and really, really be angry. And then he just, but I also want sensitivity and thoughtfulness. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I can do both, but I want you to go back from one to the other. And that's, and then he would just say those three sentences like over and over again. And that, okay.
Think that's okay? Okay. Very good.